welcome to the fourth season of Bus to Talk, the exclusive podcast of Bus to Bust. This recent episode will be recorded all over Germany and Europe, and we will once again feature renowned experts from the bus industry, politicians, and startups. I am Kerstin Kube-Erkens from Messe Berlin, and I'll be on the lookout for news and insights from the bus and mobility scene. To support me, I have Totinia Hörner at my side. She's a freelance moderator focusing on mobility, innovation, and leadership, and supported us already last year during Bus to Bus 2022. Great to have you on board, Totinia.
Thank you very much, Kerstin, and a warm welcome from me as well. Already the fourth season of Bus to Talk. Wow, I'm really impressed, and I do look forward to see many, many new faces, hear stories, and lots of inspiration and new ideas.
And I can promise you, Totinia, we will definitely have a lot of that.
I'm sure we will. I'm very much looking forward to it, Kerstin.
Before we get started, for those who haven't registered yet, please save the date for the next year's edition of Bus to Bus. April 24 to 25th, here in Berlin. And here we go. We wish all our listeners a lot of fun.
Welcome to another episode of Bus to Talk, the podcast where we dive into the world of buses, clean energy, sustainability, and the future of transportation. In today's episode, we want to shed light on how hydrogen and electricity are transforming the transportation sector by talking to and learning from a pioneer in this field, Kazan. As an all-Turkish enterprise, the company is playing a pioneering role in the electrification of Europe's transport infrastructure and has won global awards of its achievements. We are pleased to welcome Egemen Agül, Product Engineering Manager in Kazan. Egemen, it's our pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you for having me on Bus to Talk. It's an honor to be here, especially on a platform dedicated to pivotal conversations about the future of transportation. At Karsan, we are deeply committed to leading the change in the electrification and are excited to share our journey, our vision, and our experience with your audience today.
And we're also very delighted you will be sharing all of this, Egemen. Also, a warm welcome from my side. So, Egemen, you have gained experiences in various areas of design, engineering, and project management. I think I'm pretty sure since 29. And I mean, once one gets to know you, one finds out that you love the details and you also bring incredible analytical skills to the table. So when looking at your CV, one can clearly see that mobility has always been a sector you have been involved in. So where does your passion for vehicles and especially big vehicles come from?
Thank you so much for this kind introduction. Frankly speaking, I am a little bit flattered. And coming to your question, I think it all started with my passion towards design and design engineering. While I was studying mechanical engineering at the university in my hometown, Bursa, the classes that related to design and design engineering were the ones brought a lot of excitement for me. The excitement was further deepened when I took part in the design development process of vehicles from the very first days of my career. And I ended up working in the R&D departments of companies that develop and produce both passenger and commercial vehicles, and I had the opportunity to satisfy this passion.
So it started out with a passion. That's always good. So now thinking about changing the industry, would you ever want to try out another industry than the mobility industry?
No, I don't really look forward to trying another industry at the moment, because bus industry is very exciting and it's developing really fast. Also, I realized that bus manufacturing has much more room for freedom in terms of design and project management comparing to the passenger vehicles, I mean small vehicles.
There's definitely a lot of change and a lot of transformation happening in the mobility sector. So what mode or modes of transport do you usually use in the city you live, and actually what city do you live in?
We generally use the metro, tram, and buses, especially buses in the city that I live, which is called Bursa. When people travel from Bursa to Istanbul or vice versa, they are taking a ferry or drive. Both are very convenient. And Bursa is very close to Istanbul. It is just 1.5 hour drive.
I mentioned in the beginning, Kazan is an award-winning company, and that's transforming the transportation sector with over 25 employees, 2,500 employees, and has been around for over 57 years. Is there one mission that drives you forward as a company, Egemen?
Yeah, Kirsten, at Carson, our driving force is very clear vision, which is one step ahead in the future of mobility.
This is a kind of a slogan of your company, is it? Like a vision, like a philosophy you carry around through the whole company?
Like a motto. Yes.
All right. So what does a motto look like in practice? What attitude and mindset is needed for that?
Keeping up with this motto is challenging, but also rewarding. As the R&D manager, I feel both the weight and thrill of the responsibility. It's about always being at the forefront, being the first to understand and embrace emerging technology trends and developments. This means we are constantly striving to innovate and stay ahead.
So let me ask you another question. What is the electric evolution concept strategy, and why did you win 8 awards in 2022?
Yeah, and it signifies Carsan's commitment to spearheading the sustainable and eco-friendly transportation revolution. We have transitioned from traditional combustion engines to futuristic zero-emission solutions, including electric, hydrogen, and autonomous driving technologies. What makes me beam with pride, reflecting all journey we have notably excelled in our mission, we pioneered in Europe by introducing a product line ranging from 6 meters to 18 meters, made up entirely of electrical vehicles. Yet, our drive didn't halt there, with innovations like 8-meter level for autonomous vehicle and 12-meter fuel cell hydrogen vehicles. We are truly pushed the boundaries of what is possible. And this unwavering dedication to innovation was recognized and celebrated, of course, by earning us 8 prestigious awards in 2022.
Many thanks for giving us those insights, Egemen. This is really impressing. I'm sorry, Totinia.
No, all good, all good. I mean, I was just about to say the same thing. It's so impressive, and your product range is so wide. I mean, you just said it. Your electric bus range starts from a 6-meter electric minibus up to an 18-meter electric bus. And in addition, you also have an autonomous bus who's also part of your portfolio. Now, with all those products, which markets are you in? And especially looking at the large electric vehicle portfolio that you've just mentioned.
Yeah. Well, at Carson, our primary market has been Europe, where models like 6-meter Egest and 8-meter E-Attack was market leader in their segments for past 2-3 years. With such a robust technological and performance-focused product lineup, we have successfully ventured into multiple markets, with our vehicles now crossing on roads across 3 continents. Recently, we have ventured into Japan and North America, and aiming to replicate our European success.
So you're definitely an international company, and I think because of that, you probably have a lot of knowledge when it comes to different trends that arise in countries and continents. So are there some trends that you realize and could name, actually?
Yeah, sure. When examining trends across countries or continents, distinct market preferences come to the forefront. For example, in America, customers lean heavily towards functionality and ergonomics, while products that offer comfort. Whereas in Japan, the emphasis is on maneuverability tailored to their very narrow streets. Yet, beyond these regional specifics, all markets share a core expectation for electrical vehicles, such as range, charging time, and passenger capacity remain top priority.
Okay, so that's quite interesting. So it seems like the Americans really like it comfortable and the Japanese prefer to be practical. So I really like that. And now knowing that you have, as you just mentioned, there are different country-specific requirements, how do you meet them for buses today?
No matter how fantastic a vehicle is, if it doesn't meet country-specific requirements or local standards, it cannot hit the road. Managing these requirements is challenging, but also thanks to our diligent homologation team and robust requirement management system, we are adept at navigating these waters. Every new market teaches us something, and we ensure success in our future work by constantly improving our approach.
Thank you, Egerman. And I think that's the way it goes, and we need to grow, right? So we have to look what we can learn from our customers and clients and adapt it to the country and then just make the product even better.
Maybe we should have a look on the development of Europe's transport system at all. We are seeing a tremendous change in Europe's transport system. More and more cities are requested electric and hydrogen buses. Based on your customer demand, can you see, Egerman, in which region the transformation is progressing particularly quickly? What is your impression or your experience?
It's obvious that there is an acceleration in transformation globally. But if we look further to see what's happening in Europe, we can easily say that Western European and Nordic countries are transforming faster than the others in Europe.
So what do you think, what do we need to drive transformation even faster and maybe in regions that haven't started yet or still developing more infrastructure?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kirsten. To speed up this transformation, we certainly need a mix of strategies. First up, infrastructure investment, especially for electric and alternative fuels. Then the right regulation can pave the way. While incentives and think tax breaks and subsidies can really motivate adaptation. Lastly, when the public and private sectors collaborate, that's when we see a real momentum. So combine all these and we are on the fast track to change.
Do we already have the necessary infrastructure? Maybe let's stay in Europe. What is your opinion?
When it comes to electrical bus, thanks to increasing government support, we are seeing infrastructure for electric bus expanding at a promising rate. However, if we think about the fuel cell hydrogen technology, it's a bit of a different story. The infrastructure needed for fuel cells, especially when it comes to hydrogen production, storage and transfer, is trailing behind. We have seen some solid progress for sure, but we are not quite where we need to be.
So you've given us a quite nice perspective on Europe. I would like to take a little bit broader view, especially when looking at the transport transformation worldwide. How do you perceive the electric and hydrogen transformation worldwide in the bus sector? And what role does Carson take there? And how do you overcome potential obstacles? Because fact is, it's not as easy as it sometimes seems. I mean, you have 800 electric vehicles all over the world, but still, maybe you have some hints or some tips that you could give us from what you perceive worldwide.
Yep. Global interest in electric and hydrogen bus technologies is surging due to environmental concerns, global government policies, technical advancement, and push way from fossil fuels. Yet, moving a bus fleet to this power source is capital intensive, factoring in vehicles cost, infrastructure and training. Fortunately, governments are offering incentives to ease this shift, and this is where Karsan steps in. In these transformative times, bus operators seek trusted partners, and we pride ourselves on being that dependable ally, offering cutting-edge yet accessible technological solutions. And our vehicles, electrical vehicles, have impressively traveled over 10 million kilometers. 10 million kilometers of know-how is a serious element of trust for our customers.
And I guess trust and building up really trustable and reliable customer relationships is really important at this time of the stage electric transformation is going on. Egemen, let's have a look on Karsan and sustainability. Karsan is a fully Turkish company, as far as we know. Does that mean your whole supply chain process is located in Turkey?
Hey, Karsan takes great pride in being a Turkish company, but it's essentially to clarify that our entire supply chain isn't exclusively based in Turkey. From a sustainability standpoint, this approach allows us to harness best practice from worldwide sources, ensuring that we strike a balance between local expertise and global innovations, while always aiming for the highest environmental and sustainability standards.
What is your sustainable, or what sustainability practices have you committed to as a company?
Now, when you delve into sustainability, our sustainability approach, Karsan is anchored around five pivotal pillars. While I would urge listeners to explore our website in deep insights, let me briefly share our focus areas, starting from climate change and environment, smart mobility, responsible procurement, occupational health, and social development. We are deeply committed to these sectors and are constantly rolling out projects under each category.
Oh, many thanks for these insights too. I guess, having a sustainable strategy or sustainable goals is always something you always have to question yourself over and over again and maybe adapt and change strategies. This is what we can see in so many companies. Right, Totinia. I guess we've already reached nearly the end of our podcast today, but I know you've got a couple of more questions.
Yes, Egemen, thank you so much. As Kersin just mentioned, we really appreciated your insights on the Turkish market, but also Karsan's view on the European market as well as the worldwide market and the status quo of electric mobility and also hydrogen. So sometimes at the end of each podcast, we really like to ask our podcast guests how the future will look like. So asking you, Egemen, how will the bus sector to you look like in 2050 in Europe if everything works out very well?
Yeah, well, Totinia, predicting the precise state of the bus sector in 2050 is highly speculative, and it's important to note that unforeseen developments or breakthroughs in technology, policy and social attitudes can significantly influence outcomes. However, based on current trends and efforts towards sustainable and technological advancement, we can make some educated projections, of course. For example, I envision a landscape dominated by advanced smart city solutions. People in the future, I think, will simply input their departure and destination points and a network of interconnected autonomous vehicles, most probably modular buses, will manage the rest. Of course, all these vehicles will be emission-free and environment-friendly. Considering how rapidly technology is advancing every year, even this vision might be modest by 2050 standards. The only thing that I'm sure will persist in that no matter what the situation is in the future, Karsan will always stay one step ahead in the future of mobility.
This sounds great.
Thank you.
This is definitely for sure. Yeah. Thank you very much for giving us those insight and for sharing your views and sharing your information and ideas about a sustainable mobility in the future. It was great to having you, Egerman, and we say a big thank you. And what else can we say? Of course, and you know, to our listeners, please stay tuned with us to talk, and please follow all the other episodes coming up soon. Many thanks, Egerman, and
thank you.
Many thanks, Totinia. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Totinia and Kirsten. Thank you for having me. And I hope to see you in Bus to Bus Expo in April.
Definitely, definitely. This bye is bye. For sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A big thank you to our guests. And so we close another episode of the fourth season of Bus to Bus. Stay tuned and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. More information can be found on our show note. We also invite you to have a look at our website, www.bus2bus.berlin. There you will find all information about Bus to Bus, as well as our newsroom with industry insights and previous podcast recordings. See you soon, and our tip, try the bus. Thank you.